Philip Sampapieras, these are the clear today's date is 10/24/2024. Dictation is for Teresa Hacker. Hacker spells H-A-C-K-E-R. Teresa spells T-E-R-E-S-A. Date of birth is 08/30/1970. This is a 54-year-old female here with throat pain period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Came in today because of increased pain. And said pain is sharp, rated pain 6/10, increased with swallowing period. Said pain is confined to her throat and does not radiate period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, review her system. She also reports cough. Said cough is productive of green sputum. Next line, report right ear pain. She denies recent swimming or hair washing and not getting, denies getting water in her ear recently, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports headaches. Said heavy headache is pressure-like, located behind her eyes and in her frontal sinuses and in her maxillary sinuses region, period. Next paragraph. She reports a stuffy nose. Says discharge from her nose is green. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure 131 to 84. Pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Face, tender maxillary frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous tonsils, uvula, pharynx. No exudates. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, flow range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs. She has some right tender cervical nose in the anterior triangle. Nose are shoddy and mobile. Period. Next line. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 3 times normal, motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affected normal period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, number 2 is acute rhinitis, number 3 is acute pharyngitis, number 3 is otitis media. I'll go back to physical exam. Right ear, TM is erythematous with effusion. Effusion appears purulent, no tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Back to plan. In the clinic today, patient received the following. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was sent home with the following prescriptions. Amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Next medication, dexamethasone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily in the morning for 10 days. Number 10, next medication, Singulair. 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, she was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was given work excuse to return to work on Monday, 28 October 2024. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.